So we're here with Litchfield Mayor Colleen LaRiviere to talk about the municipality's 2022 budget. Colleen, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Not so bad. So what are some of the highlights from this year's budget as far as projects going forward?
Well, as far as projects forward, we put some money into the budget to be able to start on the fire hall that we Campbell's Bay Leechville are working on together. So we're starting slowly on that, and that's going to be a major project. So we put a little bit of money in there just to get things rolling. And we've also added some money into the budget, extra money in for calcium this year. Like, our budget went from $25,000 to $40,000 for calcium. That's always a huge, it's especially if the summer is really hot and dry. It's a big thing to make sure to keep the dust down.
Yeah, you guys have plenty of dirt roads there for sure.
Yeah, we do. So our mill rate, our evaluation went up quite a bit. So what the municipal council has done is they've decreased the mill rate from 70 cents to 61 cents to try and balance it out so that the taxpayers won't be hit too heavily. So we dropped the mill rate by 9 cents. So it should adjust things quite well.
And as far as just jumping back to the fire hall there, are you guys going to be renovating the existing hall, or is it a completely new structure we're talking about here?
No, it'll be a completely new structure. Like I said, it's right at the beginning stages. We're looking into grant money and how we can, obviously get as much grant money as we possibly can. We would probably use our tax, our gas tax money that would go towards it. It's a joint venture with Campbell's Bay. Obviously, we're a joint fire department. So, that's the plan. So we just have to see, how much grant money is available, because it will be a big project. The plan for the fire hall is it would be built right beside the Leechfield office, which is in Campbell's Bay. So it kind of, it's good for both municipalities.
And you guys already have the land there, of course, and all that stuff.
Yes. So that makes a big difference.
For sure. And any idea on cost or anything like that, or anything further, or just still too early to say?
Still too early to say. We, like I said, we're very, very at the preliminary stages. We're just starting. And as we all know, sometimes these projects can take a while, but we're looking forward to getting this going, and to our existing fire hall is in pretty bad shape. So,
and jumping back to the transport there, you're mentioning calcium, but is there any other big road projects or other sorts of infrastructure of that nature that you're working on as well?
No, we did quite a bit last year, and this year it's just basically we're going to be maintaining our roads. We did lots of work on the Crawford Bridge, on the Crawford Road Bridge, but that there is stable for now, and that's a huge replacement cost to replace that bridge. It would be a $1.3 million expense. So we've done some major repairs on it, and we have it inspected every month to make sure it's safe, and that's our plan going forward, to keep that going for a while. But other than maintenance with gravel and calcium and so on, we don't have any major projects this year.
And as far as the 3-year capital investment plan there, is there anything on the horizon here that you guys are looking at?
Well, it's just, like I said, the fire hall and basic road maintenance. That's it.
Well, Colleen, unless you have anything else to add there?
No.
Give you the last word if you have anything else you want to say.
We're looking forward to another year. We'll be glad to see everybody back to work and back to a little bit of normalcy and and COVID being over. So, but the municipal office has been still operational, so that's all good. But looking forward to getting back to normal, like everybody else.
For sure. Have you guys seen any increases in population or people moving sort of out of the city or things of that nature?
Yeah, we have. We've had quite a few of land transfers in the last year. It's lots of people from the city buying cottages and and making the cottages their permanent homes. So, yeah, there has been quite a bit of new arrivals. But to give you an exact amount, I would have to check into it. But yeah, it's definitely, it's been noticeable. Let's just say it that way.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard similar things from other mayors there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a great thing. You know, it's great.
For sure. All right, Colleen, I want to thank you for your time, as always.
Okay, well, thank you.